I don't know about you, but it's hard not to keep my eyes on Gaza. It is in the news, on my phone, and in the streets across the world with general strikes shutting down entire cities in Italy in the past few weeks. In Australia, writers and journalists who have spoken out about Palestine have faced a myriad of pressures and financial consequences. Antoinette Latouf, as you may have seen, a few months ago won her case of wrongful dismissal from the ABC after she was taken off air in December 2023 after an Instagram post about how starvation is used by Israel as a weapon of war. The judge in this case found that the decision to remove Latouf from ABC Radio was made to appease pro-Israel lobbyists behind a campaign of complaints. Randa Abdel Fattah, a notable writer and lawyer, has boycotted speaking positions at most recently the Bendigo Writers Festival after participants were told not to speak about inflammatory topics and to adhere to La Trobe University's contentious definition of anti-Semitism. Both of these writers will be speaking at a panel event on October 21st next week with American Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges, titled All Eyes on Gaza, The Media, Genocide and Western Complicity. Hedges worked for the New York Times in the 90s and early 2000s and was openly critical of the Iraq War, leaving the Times when they reprimanded him for these views and tried to control his words. An organizer for the event from group Stop the War in Palestine, Adam Adelpour, joins us on the line now. Adam, why have pro-Palestinian voices been silenced in Australia in the last 2 years?
Hi, Lorna. Thanks for having me on today. Again and again, we've seen, as you mentioned, the government, our society's institutions, the law, the media, try to silence the voices speaking on the most basic issue of rights against genocide for the Palestinians. And the first thing I want to start with is to say that relentless attempt to silence those voices has not worked. They didn't stop Randa Abdel Fattah speaking. They didn't stop Antoinette Latouf speaking out for Palestine. They didn't successfully censor Khaled Sabsabi. There are many examples where these attempts have failed to silence the voices they've been aimed at. And that tells us something very important, which this campaign of McCarthy censorship can and should be resisted collectively. To defend our right to speak out against the crime of crimes, genocide. To go to your question of why this campaign is happening, I think there are so many examples where you can look at the influence of the Zionist lobby making vexatious complaints in universities, launching lawfare campaigns such as those directed at academics, Nick Rima and others, the Department of Education and the ABC caving to different types of pressure from Zionists. But I also think fundamentally Australia's foreign policy consensus is to lock in to the alliance with the United States, to be part of the F-35 program, to fund the AUKUS nuclear submarines, and that means supporting Israel and supporting Trump's foreign policy, as Albanese is disgracefully doing at this moment. So you have a trickle-down support for genocide from the highest reaches of our government and political establishment, and I think that's what's driving this campaign.
Yeah, and the government would have you believe that most of the Australian population just wants a peaceful resolution. But I think a lot of people are passionate about seeing Palestinian liberation. How do you feel the tide of public opinion is changing despite this ceasefire that we've seen in the last week?
I think to start with the ceasefire, it's important to just say there's a cessation of the level of relentless bombing, murder and slaughter being unleashed by Israel with the support of the United States, Trump and Albanese. But what continues is the occupation of Palestinian lands, the siege that Palestinians are being subjected to, the theft of their land in the West Bank and the mass incarceration of 10,000 Palestinian hostages in Israeli jails. So that is what we are looking at this moment. It's nowhere near enough, and it's not justice. for Palestinians.
This event will be, you know, a focus on how the media has remained complicit in silencing pro-Palestinian voices. But why should people attend, and how can they get tickets?
I think this event will offer, you know, so many important perspectives on what this repression actually looks like, what it means, how it could be resisted and contested, and will be a really live discussion from people who have lived through it, whether it's Antoinette at the ABC, Rhonda, who has been subjected to a permanent media smear campaign and institutional attack, and Chris Hedges, who is our incredible guest speaker, who's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, who has been in so many of the war's worst war zones and can place what is happening in Gaza and Palestine in its historical context in a way that is incredibly unique. Like, he's covered wars and genocide in Guatemala, the wars in Iraq, the Yugoslav wars. So he's someone who is going to really be able to situate what's happening in Gaza, the horror of it, the depravity of it, the criminality of it, and talk about that from a very unique perspective as, you know, an incredible journalist and author.
Amazing.
So you can, the main event is actually sold out. The registrations are full. There is a waiting list you can go on if you go to the Stop the War on Palestine Instagram, but there'll be an additional event happening on the evening of Monday the 20th that we'll release updates for soon, where Chris Hedges will give his cancelled National Press Club speech titled The Betrayal of Palestinian Journalists. So that will be another opportunity to hear from him in Sydney. And you can follow the Stop the War on Palestine Instagram for updates on that.
Great. Don't miss this insightful free event. And like Adam said, there'll be another event on the Monday. Stay tuned on Stop War in Palestine website and their Instagram. Thank you so much, Adam, for talking to us today.